USA Radio News.
A report shows the Abbott Nutrition plant and the FDA knew about problems at the baby formula facility months before previously reported. According to the Wall Street Journal, Abbott Laboratories and the FDA received word about possible problems in February 2021. The Biden administration has faced criticism over the baby formula shortage, which has panicked parents nationwide who are struggling to find formula for their young children. While the House January 6th committee gears up for Thursday, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio told Newsmax Democrats want to eliminate the Electoral College and stop former President Donald Trump from running for office in 2024.
They went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this production.
Public hearings start Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Dozens of former gymnasts are suing the FBI over its failure to act immediately in the Larry Nassar abuse case.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. A quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Shares of the department store Kohl's are up more than 11%. This comes after the retailer said it's in advanced talks to be sold in a deal worth about $8 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Hearings on the events surrounding January 6th, 2021 are set to begin on Thursday. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Public congressional hearings on last year's Capitol attack are set to begin Thursday night. Several hearings will be scattered throughout June in prime time and during daytime hours. Democrats hired a former TV producer to help produce the hearings. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says the hearings taking place are unprecedented.
They are Nancy Pelosi's appointees. And everyone across America needs to know that. Every single member that was appointed by Kevin McCarthy is not on the committee. That's because Nancy Pelosi broke 200 plus years of precedent by not allowing the Republican minority leader to appoint members of a sitting committee.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. I'm Tim Berg.
On Thursday, a prosecutor in Michigan will announce whether charges will be filed against a Grand Rapids police officer in the death of a 26-year-old man. The Kent County prosecutor will announce whether charges will be filed against the officer in the death of Patrick Leoya. Police camera footage shows Leoya resisting arrest on April 4th and attempting to grab the officer's taser. Toxicology reports later showed Leoya's blood alcohol level at 3 times the legal limit. And Harvey Weinstein is to be charged with indecent assault in the UK. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.